Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And you know what? We're not experts.
We're not, but we're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And today we are bringing you another episode of Product Recall. This is a weekly conversation where we dig deeper into the history of an iconic product and its impact here on Forever 35.
We are taking requests. And we love getting your requests.
We're like Rick D's.
And the weekly top 40.
Yeah, but for prods.
You can call or text those requests to 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com. And we also list everything that we talk about on the show on our website, forever35podcast.com. On Instagram at Forever 35 Podcast, and you can join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/group/Forever35Podcast. The password there is serums. We have a newsletter at Forever35Podcast.com/newsletter, and you can shop our favorite products at shopmy.us/Forever35.
Okay, that's a perfect segue because the product that we're talking about today is one of my favorite products.
Okay.
It's been talked about a lot here on Forever 35. And it's funny because when we did our live show and we each presented like our top three products, I didn't even remember to share this one.
Wow.
Friends.
What an oversight.
It truly was. But I think that tells you how, like, it's such an integral part of my life.
Yeah.
I don't even think about it. We're talking about Vaseline.
Wow. Okay.
I love Vaseline. If you have listened to past episodes of this show, and look, if you haven't heard me say this, I do not hold it against you. We have made a lot of episodes of this podcast.
Yes.
So you could
have.
You could be tuning in for the first time today. You could have missed this discussion. Let me catch you up to speed. For my entire life, I have kept a tiny jar of Vaseline on my bedside table. I use it. I put it on my lips every night. I believe because a character on Doogie Howser, I think it was Doogie Howser. It was either Doogie Howser or Growing Pains. The best friend character said you'll have really soft, kissable lips if you put Vaseline on your lips. And this made such an impression on me that ever since then, I have done this.
Wow. I didn't know that this was your Vaseline origin story.
It is. And I can't, for the life of me, I didn't put this in my notes, so I'm just speaking off the top of my head. I now can't remember if it was Doogie Howser's best friend or Kirk Cameron's, whose name I forget, on Growing Pains, his best friend.
I don't remember his name.
They both
either.
Had like kind of Italian-American wisecracking BFFs, and one of them talked about having kissable lips from Vaseline.
The wisecracking Italian-American best friend was a real trope of the 80s and 90s. Like Joey on Friends.
Oh, yeah. And also technically Joey on Blossom. Were they Italian? I don't know. But that character basically was like a wisecracking Italian-American.
He wasn't the sidekick, but like Tony Danza on Who's the Boss.
Oh, yeah. Real 80s giving us...
Like, I feel like that was like the 80s way of being quote unquote ethnic.
Right. I was going to say, yeah.
Just get an Italian in there.
Yeah. They're slightly olive skinned. Oh, goodness. Well, we're talking about Vaseline today, which is the brand name for white petroleum jelly.
Okay.
Petroleum jelly exists, I believe, in other brands. You could get a generic petroleum jelly, but Vaseline is essentially like the Kleenex of petroleum jelly, right? Like the Xerox, if you will. And we're going to start, we're going to kind of take two roads of the history of Vaseline. I want to also say this. There is so much that can be talked about with petroleum jelly that I am just skimming the surface of the oil field.
The surface skim.
This is such a skim. Like I honestly left researching this feeling overwhelmed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's just such a, it's been around forever and it's in everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even like, we could do like a whole podcast episode just on petroleum jelly. I mean, a whole podcast series just on petroleum jelly.
Okay.
But let's start in 1837.
Okay. Take me back there.
Okay. You're a self-taught chemist named Robert Augustus Cheesebro.
No.
And that's when you're born. You're born in 1837.
Cheesebro?
I mean, maybe it was not pronounced that way. Maybe it was like Chesebrow, but I'm pronouncing it Cheesebro.
Wow, that's quite a name. Okay.
All right.
And you live in the UK? Where do you live?
You are born in the UK to American parents.
Oh, interesting.
But then as an adult, end up back in New York City.
Okay.
As a self-taught chemist. Born in 1837.
Born in 1837.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
So by the time he is in his early 20s,
yes,
he is a self-taught chemist and he's making a living clarifying kerosene from the oil of sperm whales.
Okay, hold on a second. First of all, self-taught chemist.
It's very
1800s. It's very 1800s. Like, because I feel like the corollary today is the, like, I did my own research people, but like,
he might be that person.
But like, these people actually did invent things.
Right? You mean these self-taught chemists?
Yes.
Well, you're going to find out like yes and no.
Oh, okay.
Like we are...
Wait, can you repeat what he did with whales? What?
So he was, quote, clarifying kerosene from the oil of sperm whales. So this is before oil is a thing. This, we were hunting down those sperm whales.
Right, right. Moby Dick.
Yes, Moby Dick style. And that's where we were getting our kerosene.
And you could just like walk into a store and get oil from whales. Like where is he obtaining this whale oil from?
I'm not
expecting you to know the answer. I'm just like throwing out these questions. Like what is old Cheese Bro? Like,
what's he up to?
Like in his day-to-day life, he goes to the local like apothecary and he's like, whale oil. Let me see what I can do with that.
I truly did not dig deep enough to understand the whale oil industry.
I'm not expecting you to.
No, I know.
To.
But I kind of like, I'm curious. I could hyperfixate on the whaling industry of the 1800s.
It is. I mean, it is fascinating. I'm just curious, like, what inspired this? But please, go on.
I'm guessing just, like, day-to-day survival. He was probably like, oh, here's a thing. I have a skill I've obtained.
Yes.
But here's what happens. His job essentially becomes obsolete when oil fields are discovered in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Because suddenly we've got this oil boom happening in America.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody needs Cheese Bro.
Right.
You know, clarifying that kerosene anymore. So it's 1859. He's 22 years old. And he basically takes his life savings. And he's like, I'm going to spend it all on going out to Titusville, Pennsylvania, which is essentially where considered the birthplace of, quote, the American oil industry.
Okay, so I'm getting like some real There Will Be Blood vibes here.
A movie I haven't seen, but
sure.
Paul Thomas Anderson? Or the other guy?
I don't remember, but it's... I have seen it. It is about... Yes, it's Paul Thomas Anderson. It is about the oil industry.
Okay.
Anyway.
We'll watch that as like fun research.
It's not a fun movie.
No, I remember it's just like, I just remember it's, men yelling, it's, yeah, white
it's
men
dark.
Yelling.
It's dark.
So he takes all his money. He's 22. And he's like, I got to go see what the fuck is up at these oil fields that everybody's talking about. And basically, I think, again, I'm projecting, but he was basically like, I got to figure out a new way to make money.
Yeah.
What's happening there?
Yeah.
What can I take from it mm-hmm. in order to survive?
Mm-hmm.
So he tootaloots on out to the oil fields. And while he's there, he's chats with the drillers who are working on the fields.
Okay.
And he discovers, and they're using these like big ass machines to drill.
So he's a real extrovert.
I imagine Cheesebro is just, yeah, he's chatting. He's a salesman. Like all of these origin stories, yes. so many yes. of them yes. originate with a chatty white man.
Yes. You know, I'm really picturing Arthur, the character from Red Dead Redemption, the video game.
Oh my gosh, this is another specific I don't know. But okay.
Anyone listening who's played Red Dead Redemption knows what I'm talking about.
All right, well, for those folks, imagine Arthur. So while he's there, he starts talking to the people who are drilling. And he notices...
Sorry.
He's on an oil rig next to a driller.
He just like wanders into an oil rig. Like
I think so much of this history has been
exaggerated
through story. Like, who knows?
I know.
Right?
Like, I'm like, I'm just enjoying picturing this. Like, oh, I'm just going to like sidle up to an oil rig today.
Well, imagine what Cheesebro is feeling. He's 22. Nobody needs his whale kerosene anymore.
Right.
And he's just spent all his life savings to go out to these oil fields. Like he basically is like, fuck it.
Yeah. He's got nothing to lose.
He's got nothing to lose and only everything to gain. So he's talking to these drillers and he's noticing that they obviously have acquired a lot of like cuts and bruises and burns and wounds from their hard work. And he notices they've been putting gloopy ass goo that is a byproduct from the oil drilling that they are doing that like gets kind of stuck in their machines. They're just like grabbing it out of the machines and slapping it onto their wounds. And they're like, oh yeah, it's this stuff we call rod wax. It's worthless. I know that has a sexy... Don't put petroleum jelly on your actual rods, folks. But they believed it healed their cuts. So this was essentially like stuff that was getting thrown away. It wasn't valuable. The oil was what they were after. And this was this gloopy ass byproduct that would like clog up in their machines. So they would just like take a handful and slap it onto their wounds. And... Robert was like, oh, that's interesting. Dollar signs went off, I'm assuming.
This was a cartoon. We would see like the dollar signs.
Light bulb moment, dollar signs shooting off everywhere. And they're like, yeah, we don't use this stuff. Take these buckets of rod wax. Like, we don't need it. It's free.
Oh, I bet they came to regret that.
Oh my God, right? So Robert leaves with this stuff. Heads back to his facility, I'm assuming in New York, his like tiny little studio where he
distills. I mean, this is like a, you know, a boarding house. Like,
yes.
Like
yes.
The Maybelline founders making eye makeup on the stove of their boarding house.
Well, I mean, did you know that like early people mixed coal with petroleum jelly to put on their lashes?
Yes, I did.
That's like the connection here between these products.
Totally.
So he goes back and this stuff is also like it's coming from crude oil. Like it's full of junk. It's not what we know today, aka white petroleum, which has been distilled and refined into this very clear white gloop. But what he does is he spends the next 10 years tweaking the product and refining it until he gets something similar to what we have today as petroleum jelly.
Okay.
And he calls it Wonder Jelly. And he believes he has...
Not a bad name, by the way.
Not a bad name. And he believes he has this ointment that can cure wounds. Right? He saw it on the oil fields and he experiments on himself. Which, again, seems a little unhinged, but...
I mean, but also seems so like 19th century.
100%. Again, like, nothing to lose.
Who needs a trial when I've got myself?
I've got my one body.
Yeah.
So as we hear in these stories, no drugstores are interested in buying Wonder Jelly. So Robert goes around selling it like to crowds. You know, he's like standing on a street corner. He's hawking it. And what he does in front of people is he would either burn his skin with acid or an open flame.
Oh my God.
And then put the Wonder Jelly on, claiming it would like heal his injuries.
Oh my God.
And then he had the proof of like past wounds that he had given himself to be like, look, my Wonder Jelly works. Now, as we have come to know in time, petroleum, it doesn't actually heal, but it's an occlusive. So what it does is it creates a layer of protection. So what these people were doing is they were basically putting on like a great Band-Aid, a wound coverage that hadn't really existed before. Mm-hmm. So they were able to keep out like debris and dirt and other things that might infect a wound.
Right.
So
I feel like so many people used to die of infected wounds.
Yes, and still do. I mean, like, that is a real ass thing.
If you read Outlander, when she travels back in time, she's like, hey, like, let's all like wash our hands.
Oh,
like,
that's
let's
right, clean the
she's
wounds.
She's a nurse. Yes, she's a nurse from like the 20th century. And they're all like, what?
That's right. Tori, oh my God. I do love that like little side story of Outlander. Well, she like does bring like some medical knowledge, but she has to be like,
by like book four, she's like growing penicillin.
Right, of course. So what it's doing is basically also just trapping moisture,
right?
Which is like what we know Vaseline for today. And this is what I thought was fascinating. He is basically the original Sephora because he used to give out free samples. And he apparently was one of the first of these types of salespeople to give out free samples. So he is like the first Costco.
Well, he's also like a drug dealer.
But in a good way.
Of course. But I'm saying that is what drug dealers do. They give you like...
Oh, that's... And they give you a touch.
They give you a little touch and then you're like, ooh, that's good shit.
Well, I mean, that is how Costco has reined me in. Anyway, obviously this product takes off. It's huge in demand. He opens his first factory in 1870 and he changes the name to Vaseline. Vaseline comes from the German word for water. Dory, what's that? Do you remember?
Wasser.
Mm-hmm. And the Greek word for oil, which is oleon.
Oh.
By 1874.
So like olestra.
Ooh, maybe. Yeah. I guess anything with oil.
Yeah. Okay.
By 1874, stores were selling over 1,400 jars of Vaseline a day.
Wow.
And that is how we end up now to where we are with Vaseline basically in everybody's home. Like Vaseline is everywhere. So I just want to give you one more fact about Cheese Bro before we move on from
him. I really hope that's how his name is pronounced.
I do too. And like I love the... This is a real lo-fi show, right? Like we don't know. Cheese Bro, yeah. Cheese Burrow. He ate a spoonful of Vaseline a day until he died at the age of 96.
What?
That is how much he believed in this product.
What?
I mean, again.
Eight. Oh.
Again, allegedly. Like, he's a bit of a myth at this point, right? But yes, allegedly a spoonful of Vaseline a day. On that note, take a pause, Dory.
Okay.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, so I want a record scratch.
Okay.
The quote, discovery of petroleum jelly, because Cheese Bro was not the first person to discover it.
What?
And as with so many of these stories that center a white man, the real credit for discovering petroleum jelly goes to indigenous people. Because people living in this area of Pennsylvania, centuries prior to the, quote, great American oil boom of the 1800s, which is happened in Titusville, Pennsylvania, they were creating oil fields as early as 1410.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it was the Seneca people who lived in this area. And I found a credit like on Wikipedia to this book, which I then took out of the library. The book has a name that I do not love, which is called Indian Givers, How Native Americans Transformed the World.
Okay.
So that is cringe.
Yes.
But this book, and I only read like a couple chapters, but it details so deeply the ways in which indigenous communities around the globe are not just the discoverers of so many like medicinal items, skin and body care. And those are just the chapters I read. I'm assuming this book covers all of it, but like didn't just discover it, but like put it into action in extremely advanced ways, which then were trampled and taken over by folks like Old Cheese Bro. So this area in Pennsylvania was known as Oil Creek because the oil, like black crude oil, would bubble up from the water and like collect on the top of the water.
Wow. And
so the Seneca and other indigenous people, I imagine, who lived in the area, I wasn't able to get a ton of information on this, but this is what I gathered. They would essentially like skim it off the top of the water.
Okay.
And but they were also actually creating oil pits that have since been like found and studied by archaeologists.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So even though like Vaseline is credited to Cheese Bro,
yeah,
he is not the originator. The Seneca were using it to, quote, apply to human and animal skin to protect wounds, stimulate healing, and keep the skin moist. And they also used it to lubricate the moving parts of tools.
Whoa.
I actually have never really learned much about the rise of oil in America. And so this was really interesting. I thought this was really interesting to me. So yeah, I just wanted to make sure we were clear about the actual origin story.
Thank you, Kate.
And I did not do too much research into like the rise of petroleum jelly because it's so vast. It can be found in so many products.
Yeah.
Beyond just Vaseline. Like Vaseline is just what's called pure white petroleum, 100% white petroleum. But it's literally in everything and has been used for everything and has had a pivotal role, like I believe in both world wars. Like it's such a storied product.
Yeah.
That it could take like hours to kind of go decade by decade in the way in which Vaseline has expanded.
Totally.
So I just want to kind of like toodaloot us forward to 18, excuse me. I want to toodaloot us forward to 1985 and just share a TV ad and the ways in which Vaseline was being marketed.
Okay.
It's a quickie.
Okay.
Vaseline, the wonder jelly. A super skin smoother, gentle makeup remover. A diaper rash preventer, dry line quencher. Vaseline, the wonder jelly. Guards against the wind, smooths away the sun. Takes a bite out of burns, soothes chafing on the run.
Vaseline petroleum jelly. Quality you can trust to smooth, soothe, soften your skin in so many ways, so many places. No wonder it's called
Vaseline, the wonder jelly.
So they're still using Cheese Bros original name for it, the wonder jelly.
Yes. Also, I just want to like do you remember, I think it was Sunin that I played a commercial that was like that had a really bad like white people rap from the 80s.
There was so much of that in the 80s.
There was so much
Vaseline, the wonder jelly.
Yeah.
It's catchy, I will say.
It sounds like an aerobics workout.
It does. Well, and if you watch the commercial, I mean, the song really says it all, but if you watch the commercial, I mean, it really, it's number one, all white people, but two, it's like, you know, a person slipping into an aerobics shoe and a person in an aerobics headband. I mean, that was the life. So,
oh my gosh.
The point I want to make is that Vaseline is in a ton of, petroleum is in a ton of products.
Yes.
And Vaseline is marketed and used for all sorts of things. Like I have family members who have used it for skincare. People use it to enhance their eyelashes, diaper rash. I use it on my lips every night. If you can think of it, I think people have probably used Vaseline for
it. Yes.
And one of the things that has kind of come up, I think, in our more recent discussions about Vaseline on the podcast and kind of in like the skincare world, especially as I think the rise of quote unquote green and clean beauty is not just the safety of Vaseline, but also its connection to fossil fuels. Because it is a byproduct of fossil fuels, right? Like it's the byproduct of drilling for oil. So I wanted to touch on this and just kind of give a couple folks' opinions about this. Also, like, what is petrolatum? It's a mix of hydrocarbons. Kate, what are hydrocarbons? I don't fucking know. Okay. And honestly, I don't think I'm ever going to understand. I read a bunch of things on it, but my brain doesn't wrap around what that means. I don't know. Hydrogen?
Look, I'm no chemist.
You're no self-taught chemist.
I'm no self-taught chemist. Bro.
But look, that's what it is. It's hydrocarbons. Google it and someone way smarter than me will tell you about it. So I found this newsletter called Skindy, which I had never heard of. And they had a really interesting piece on petrolatum.
Okay.
And here's their kind of like what I kind of felt like was a somewhat cynical but realistic take on it. So I'm just going to kind of quote what they say. So it's a complex mix of saturated hydrocarbons derived from petroleum, a crude oil or mixture of oily liquids found in geological formations beneath the Earth's surface, which is obtained by drilling. And then they note, this is where the question of sustainability and environmental concern stems from. Did you know that petroleum is refined and converted to thousands of products, gasoline, fuel, plastics, detergents, and that petrolatum, as well as mineral oil, are one of the natural byproducts of the refinement process. So whether you like it or not, it's created by default. And if the cosmetics industry doesn't put it to good use, then it just gets thrown away. So they go on to say, describe petrolatum as, quote, a cog in the wheel. They're basically saying like, hey, we're drilling. We're already drilling. It's going to get made no matter what. Shouldn't we use it for good? I think you need to go a step further and examine whether, like, dig into the fossil fuel industry. Now, this is not a fossil fuel podcast.
No.
We're not going to do that.
No.
But obviously, the environmental impact of this, of which petrolatum is a, whether it's a byproduct or not, it's a part of,
right?
I think it needs to be
addressed.
It definitely needs to be examined. And I think a lot of people are raising good questions about it. So, another kind of part of the conversation is folks who have raised the issues of PHAs. PHAs are, and I'm also quoting a really great article that I found on the ZoeReport.com, Rachel Zoe's website.
Yeah.
So they really, I'm going to link to this because this is such a great explainer of petrolatum. So PHAs are polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, a naturally occurring chemical compound found in crude oil, which are considered to be carcinogenic. So that is kind of like when people raise red flags about this. And there is a lot of discussion about the safety of petrolatum and like, like the FDA and European Union and Canada, like everybody has different kind of POVs. But what we use, like this petrolatum that we're putting on our faces from Vaseline is so refined.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
That dermatologists, like I found so many different kind of like, is it safe articles? And while they give all the caveats and like share the kind of conversation around it, and I'm sure someone is going to weigh in on this, write in and weigh in, and I hear you. But like the general argument is that these things follow, like the petrolatum that we're getting in Vaseline follows like such a strict guideline for refinement.
Right.
That the amount of PHA in it is like
negligible.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
So look, up to you. I don't want to say
do your own research.
Yeah, like cheese, bro. Do your own research. That's not what I'm saying, but I am saying like I want to say like I hear you.
Yes.
If you
have expressed
concern,
yes.
And I also do, especially the environmental impact. I do think is the most kind of important thing to note.
Yes.
But I did before we take another break. I just want to play a quick clip from a video of, you know, YouTube star dermatologist Dr. Dre, who many people do you know her. You know, Dr. Dre? Oh.
No.
She's an oft-quoted derm, and she's like very viral on all sorts of platforms.
Okay.
And she has a really, she's very pro-Vaseline, which I found a lot of dermatologists are.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I just want to share this. She has a 20-minute video on Vaseline.
Okay.
And, you know, she says it doesn't clog pores. It's non-comedogenic. Comedogenic. I can never say that word. But here's her just take on the safety of it.
Why else do we love petrolatum so, so much? Well, it's been a part of the U.S. pharmacopoeia since the 1880s. It has such a long-standing history of use and safety in dermatology. And there's a lot of fear-mongering amongst the clean beauty marketing against petrolatum that is not substantiated whatsoever, you guys. I am here to reassure you that
she comes in hot.
Petrolatum, whether it be Vaseline or any other generic brand, is so, so safe. As a matter of fact, it's one of the safest things you can put on your skin. And here's why. It doesn't get absorbed into the body whatsoever. And also, it's what is referred to as non-sensitizing. It does, unlike the majority of skincare product ingredients, petroleum jelly or petrolatum does not bind to any proteins in your skin. And that's really good because when ingredients bind to proteins in your skin, then your immune system comes in and says, hey, what the heck is this? Changing things up. I don't like it. And it mounts what's called an immune response. And
okay, I'm going to pause this there. We'll link to the whole video if you want to really get deep. But I just thought like...
But she's basically like, no.
Yeah. She, again, comes in hot. She's just one person, but I wanted to share her point of view. All right. We're going to take a quick break and come back and just talk a little bit about slugging before we wrap up.
Great.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
So if you are on board with petroleum jelly as a product to put on your body, then you might consider slugging. Now, slugging is another practice that has been around forever, but it's like hot because it's being talked about on social media. And I just wanted to share like some slugging best practices.
Great.
So what is slugging? I believe the origin comes from Korean skincare, and it's the practice of essentially putting one final layer of an occlusive ointment onto your face to essentially trap all your products in.
Right.
And I like to think about it as like, have you ever seen a house that's getting exterminated for termites?
Okay, with like the tent.
They put a big tent over it so none of the fumes get out. That is how, as a visual, like a person who needs a visual, that is how I think of slugging.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So people slug with all sorts of things. Petroleum jelly or like Aquaphor. Aquaphor is petroleum jelly, but it has other things in it like lanolin, which some folks are allergic to. So like, again, find what works best for you.
Yep.
And before we talk a little bit more about it, Dory, let me just play this one TikTok because this person has is very strong feelings about slugging.
Okay.
Listen, bitches on TikTok are lying to you. And since de-influencing is now a thing, we need to stop fucking slugging. Unless you live anywhere near the Arctic Circle or anywhere where it could possibly snow, you don't need to be fucking slugging. I've seen videos of bitches who live in the tropics putting so much petroleum jelly on their skin and then going to bed when the humidity is at 100%. I'm like, bitch, that's disgusting. But I digress. Don't get me wrong. Vaseline Aquaphor, the CeraVe Healing Ointments, and the Cicaplast Balm are great products, especially if you have a compromised skin barrier. But most of you bitches don't. What you are going to get are clogged pores and milia. And then you're going to try to exfoliate the hell out of your skin, which is definitely going to compromise your skin barrier, and you're going to end up where you started. All you need is a good occlusive moisturizer or a very, very small amount of any of these four products on top of all of your other products. Listen.
Wow. Okay. Do you not love them?
Yes.
So they make a great point, which is for slugging, a lot of derms on TikTok use this Vaseline stick that I had never seen
okay
to slug, or you use a pea-sized amount. And if you watch some videos on TikTok, it's people loading their face with like heaps of Vaseline.
Oof, no.
So if you are going to slug, you wash your face, you do your skincare, you do your moisturizer, pea size amount. That's it.
Now you went through a slugging phase.
I like to slug.
Okay.
Yeah. And I, again, like I love Vaseline. I have it on my face right now.
Oh.
Just, I was like, I'm just going to rub it on my eyelids just for a little shine.
Just a dab.
Yeah. I put a tablespoon on one eyelid.
Oh, just kidding.
I do like slugging. And I think, you know, it's interesting, like Dr. Dre in her video was, and other derms that I was watching were like, it's not going to clog your pores. But other people are like, it gave me melia under my eyes, like, oh, et cetera, et cetera. So like, do with that what you will.
Mm-hmm.
We are all individuals with different skin.
Yeah.
But I do think if you want to kind of, you know, protect your skin barrier, really get those products in and not let anything mm-hmm. else in, but do it on clean skin. Because if you're,
right.
otherwise, you're trapping the dirt on your face.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes,
exterminator
yes,
tent.
Yes, yes.
And Dory, that is what I could muster on Vaseline.
Listen, you mustered a lot there.
I have a lot of links that I will be sharing on our website. If you want to dig deeper, by all means, share with me your thoughts. Again, I want to be clear that I take no stance other than I use Vaseline.
Right.
I got to say, I like it.
Okay. Well, everyone.
And I have a big jug right here in front of Dory. I'm going to put a little bit on my lips right now.
She's doing it, everyone. She's doing it.
I love it.
Mm.
Dory, thanks for this journey with me.
No, thanks for taking me on it.
It was a pleasure. All thanks, right. Everybody.
Bye.